paid family leave. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump's speech on Tuesday makes it official. Both candidates are now on record in support of paid leave for parents who stay at home to care for a newborn. Hillary Clinton's plan is much more generous and more expensive than Trump's. She provides 12 weeks of pay. He provides 6 weeks of pay. But the point is that for the first time, we have both major presidential candidates saying they would sign a bill providing guaranteed paid family leave. Because, as Ivanka Trump said,
raising children full-time is one of the hardest jobs anyone can do, and it's essential that our policies recognize and honor that reality.
And the audience agreed.
Wow. I'm hearing wow.
Sounds like a consensus to me.
I like to hear wow.
But before the president can sign such a bill, Congress has to pass it, which won't be easy. The last family leave bill Congress passed was 23 years ago, signed by Bill Clinton, providing 12 weeks of unpaid leave, the stingiest family leave policy in the developed world. Most of Europe gets 26 weeks paid. So if you want this to pass, and polls show most Americans do, this is the time to pester your member of Congress. They will never be as desperate for your vote as they are right now. Now is the time to email them, tweet them, or if you're really serious, take out a piece of paper, send a written note with a check enclosed. Remind them Clinton and Trump both support the idea. And ask them, why should Europeans get to hug their newborns more than we do? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.